we are very solutions oriented, and that has everything to do with education.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, we're going to dive in and have a fireside chat with Emily Thompson, who is the editor of Window and Door Magazine. And there's some information we're going to talk about in this show that pretty proud of what we're doing here on The Art of Construction and our company that we work for, Mountain View Window and Door.
Absolutely. We're actually honored to be the Dealer of the Year, and we were awarded with the Excellence Award on a national basis. So we'll hear a little bit more from Emily about that. We're excited about that.
So let's dive in and peel back some layers on the fenestration industry. Yep, fenestration, which is basically the lineals on how windows and assemblies all come together. They are the experts and provide a lot into the window and door category.
Here we go.
Here we go. What's your favorite beverage?
Not to sound like an alcoholic, but I am a red wine drinker mostly. I grew up in Golden, Colorado, though, so I'm also a Coors Light gal.
Atta girl.
There you go.
Nice. I like both of those as well. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
I travel a lot, and actually that's one of my favorite things about my job is that I get to visit places where most people would not choose to vacation, or even they call those the flyover states. So I love traveling to Hawaii and all of those glamorous places. We take ski trips every year, but I think what I love most about my job and traveling is to be able to visit little parts of America. I just got back from a trip to Pella, Iowa, which is something I would never, again, choose to visit. Des Moines or little Pella outside of Des Moines, but it's really neat to get to see those kind of small towns in across America.
Tell us one story about your trip at Pella.
Oh, geez. Well, I was there on behalf of Window and Door Magazine to visit Pella Windows. Their marketing team really had us touring around and had us busy from 7 a.m. until about 9 p.m. We really got a taste of all there was to know about Pella. And a lot of it is about the window company. It really runs that town and keeps it alive. So I got to visit, not only the factory, but they have a history museum there. And then it's a big Dutch community there. And so there are a lot of different bakeries and the windmills, and they have a tulip celebration every year. And so it was just, it was neat to see that part of it's like little Amsterdam in Iowa. Yeah.
So tell us about your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
Sure. So I'm born and raised in Colorado. I'm a huge skier. I wouldn't call it a hobby so much as an addiction. I spend all of my extra time and money on skiing. So
nice. That's a lot of us here in Colorado. So we're excited to have Emily Thompson into The Art of Construction, who is the editor of Window and Door Magazine. So tell us about the overall platform and what you do with Window and Door Magazine. And I know there's several different kind of platforms and layers. How you guys are one of the big platforms for the window and door arena into the construction industry. So we want to peel back some of those layers and talk about that, as well as maybe a few cool things that Window and Door Magazine has done with my company, Mountain View Window and Door. So tell us who you are and about your company.
Yeah, you bet. So Window and Door Magazine is the official publication of the Window and Door Dealers Alliance. We're part of the National Glass Association. What our mission is to provide education to window and door manufacturers and window and door dealers. Window and Door Magazine is all on the residential side, where we also have Glass Magazine covers the commercial side of the market. But what our true mission is to educate and elevate the industry. What we're looking to do with our manufacturing audience, we publish a lot of articles about lean manufacturing, about different issues that window manufacturers have with the supply chain. We cover trends for our dealer audience. And what we've seen with a lot of our window and door dealers, and what we try to do with the Window and Door Dealers Alliance, is we feel that this part of this segment of the market really needs some help with marketing and with all of the issues small business face. So most window and door dealers are on a smaller, they're mom and pop shops. We also have very large companies. And so we have to tailor our education to both sides of that, as well as tailoring a message to dealers and manufacturers. So we have a pretty diverse segment and our work cut out for us for sure.
And you're part of the National Glass Association is the kind of overall that helps kind of fund the different channels with Window and Door Magazine to the residential side and the trade, as well as Glass Magazine on the commercial. Is that a fair assessment on how it all kind of works? And then the Window and Door WDDA or Window Door Dealer Alliance, that's where my company, Mountain View Window and Door, fits into the whole channel of everything. Is that
exactly
the whole thing?
Yes. Our job is to advocate for contract glaziers on the glass side and then window and door manufacturers and dealers. Part of what we do is recognition for the industry, and that's how we found out about Mountain View Window and Door. Congratulations on your honor as our Dealer of the Year for 2016.
Thank you. So
yes.
That's the big news.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that is a national award, correct?
It is a national award. So what we do with the awards every year, there are so many businesses out there doing so many cool things. And what we try to do is tell their stories. We have different, the awards program is separated into overall excellence and then focused excellence. So Mountain View Window and Door was honored for overall excellence in the professional market, which is what we consider reaching out to builders and architects, where there's also an award for the homeowner market. And then we have a ton of focused excellence. But what we recognized in Mountain View Window and Door is that you guys are doing some really cool stuff with educating your audience, stuff like this podcast, just really unique that we don't see businesses in our market or just in general doing. So we really appreciated that you were capitalizing on educating the market. That's one of our big focuses. So between that and then just the showroom here is very impressive. Obviously, Anderson recognized you guys.
What were we, Kevin?
We were the showroom of the year for Anderson in 2014.
So. Yep. So the Dealer of the Year is, and that's what's cool about Giving You a Get. And I think a lot of it funnels through the Art of Construction, that when I read through the article, you're always leery about what they're going to say as the editor. And obviously, I'm excited what they had to say since I invited the editor into the Art of Construction here. But I thought it was really interesting as far as what they talked about was things like the podcast and education and doing things differently than the market. It wasn't about product. And it really, I think, like Simon Sinek and understanding and finding your why, I think that's really important. And our why is to giving you a get through education into the industry. And I think that's where I think the alliance really comes together well, and why then you chose my company to get that award, which just elevates everybody together. So I think that's the key kind of thing of why you're in here today, which is really, at sometimes you just got to pat yourself on the back and say, hell yeah, man, we're doing something right here, you know, because we sit in this podcast studio and our listenership and everything is blowing up, but it's a lot different in a podcast when a lot of people ask me why you're doing what you're doing. And I think it's because they focus on the what. They focus on the stuff out in the showroom, which is very important. But if you don't have the why around the stuff, the right people in the right place and the right why is nothing without that stuff figured out first.
And part of that why that we focus on, a little portion of that is education and why it's important as our key audience being architects, builders, contractors, and designers that are managing projects to get involved with us early on to team up to take advantage of our expertise when it comes to windows and doors. And so that why is something that we started this for as a reason to kind of give, not only give back to the community, but also take from those experiences that we've had the best results for the ultimate customer, the person that's going to be using these products at the end of the day, that has come from great collaboration. And yet people are so busy a lot of times they don't see the need. And before we turned on the mic, Emily, you mentioned that's part of obviously your mission is to educate about the window and door marketplace in terms of things that people don't always think of and realize. And even professionals that are doing this every day don't recognize a lot of the details that go into it. So maybe you can talk a little bit about how you at Window and Door and the rest of your association put together these kinds of things for.
Bottom line, what we sell is a solution, not a product, or what you guys sell, I should say, is a solution, not a product. So we are very solutions oriented, and that has everything to do with education. It's not just here are your color options and here are the material options, but you have to educate your base about what these materials actually do to the house and what windows and doors are such an essential part of buildings and of construction and of everyday life for people, but they don't really think about them every day. And so I feel like you guys really have a huge challenge in front of you.
Yeah, it truly is that, because if we put ourselves in the end person that's going to be living in that home, so when we make a house a home, they're not thinking about how that window seals to the structure of the house. What they're thinking about is looking through that opening to their mountain views. So you have to really understand your customer and your orientation as far as all the different channels and segmentation. I think in the sector of the window and door category in the construction arena and everything that ties around that, you know, all the flashings and all the trim and all the stuff, all those things working together. And people go to market very differently as far as we focus my company to the trade, business to business, you know, dealer to the trade, and then the trade sells to the consumer. But there's a lot of people that go business to consumer, B2C. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys probably have a lot of challenges as far as how do you align manufacturers to the dealer. And your magazine is all about to the trade. We have to be educated to, at the end of the day, we're Sally homeowner is who has to be understood and educated, where all of us working together, they're happy.
Right. You see a lot of manufacturers putting a lot of money and time into reaching the consumers, which obviously helps all of us. But it's really the specialty retailers like Mountain View Window and Door that can reach the consumers on a different level. While companies like Anderson and Pella and Marvin and all of the really big window companies have a lot to say to consumers about the style and the different color options. And they, you know, they put a lot of time and energy into that.
To products.
To products. Yeah. They're not selling solutions. And that goes back to where we come in as an industry in providing that expertise and that education.
Well, one of the things that you touched on I think is really important is people recognize the view through a window, the color of the frames, the style, all that kind of thing. But nobody's really interested up front in the behind-the-scenes kinds of issues. And really, the only time that becomes important is when there's a failure.
Right.
So either there's a leak where water's getting behind the window, you have some malfunction, and a lot of that can be avoided with that collaboration I talked about earlier up front, because unlike a completed product like a car, this is a product that's being attached as part of another product. And if it's not attached properly, it's not all attached by Anderson, Marvin, Pella, et cetera. It's coming and somebody else is attaching it to the finished product. So those are the kinds of collaboration parts that I think are so critical to make sure that the end user ultimately is happy at the end of the day.
And at the end of the day, you break it down in what we do into two categories. There's the sexy part that everyone wants to talk about, the colors, the design elements, all the really cool, fun, hip, big, moving glass, the cool stuff. And then there's the ugly part. There's the structure, the attorneys, the paperwork, the foundations, all the stuff that nobody wants to talk about or spend money or time on. But if you don't spend the time on the ugly stuff, the really cool stuff doesn't work, and then it just clashes. And that's what I love about reading articles in Window and Door magazine, where they talk about, you know, more of the behind the scenes stuff as how the fenestration industry all comes together and makes it all work and align, and this type of caulking with this type of structure.
Sure.
And this type of stuff that, quite frankly, you have to be a window and door geek to care and want to know about that kind of stuff. And that's what we care about. And that's where we're always saying, surround yourself around people that you like and trust and let us handle that.
Sure.
And we're going to understand and look at the best value for you and your clients to say, what's the most important thing to you? And it's hard to what you talk about and what you don't talk about to kind of CYA along the way.
Oh, absolutely. I think that in my years covering different industries, but especially the construction industry, it's a credit to industries that are invisible. So people don't think about windows and doors until they have to. And that means that what we're doing is really working to a high level. What's kind of our challenge is that the sticker shock when consumers finally do have to think about replacing their windows. I had a friend who sent me her bid that she got for replacing all the windows in her house and said, "Can you believe this? This is, you know, $40,000. And I thought, "You're getting off pretty easy here." but no, it's one of those things that people don't think about until they have to. And I see it with, especially here in Denver, because we have so many remodels and scratch and rebuilds and production homes. Homeowners have tons of choices when it comes to their flooring and their hardware and all of their, you know, their faucets and cabinetry. But when it comes to windows, a window is just a window. And I think that there's a huge opportunity for our industry to get in front of builders and architects to...
Yeah, that five-year window that they're putting in for the lowest price, to think about how much is going to the landfill and how much money is being spent to not just think about and maybe look at a product like that's minimally more than that lowest price vinyl window to go to like the Anderson 100 series that truly has a 20-year warranty.
Sure.
In our industry, folks, it's a very segmented. When you talk to production builders, they're looking at their one-year warranty and what's the cost and the return on investment versus the homeowner that's going to be there and sell it. Typically, it's sold a couple times. It's that second or third homeowner who pays the price.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do we as that educate to say the second or third homeowner, how do we dialect and put that together? That's a real challenge.
It is. Well, and it also creates a lot of business for people who are in the market for replacement windows. So it's not all bad, but I think it does contribute to that sticker shock when those second and third homeowners go to replace their windows and think, this is a huge expense, because you don't see those line items necessarily when you're building a house, or you don't really think about it as much as you should.
So you being an editor day in, day out, seeing the values and trends, tell us about some of the things that you're seeing as an editor that's coming through as far as some of the trend stuff,
Sure. Where
it's going, what you think is happening, and talk through that with us.
Sure. So a huge story in our industry right now is color. Before, we didn't have a lot of dark options for exteriors because of the energy challenges with dark exteriors. And so companies like Plygem and on the B2B side,
Anderson 100 series.
Anderson 100 series. Who else? There are a lot of companies who are putting a lot of market research into getting dark colors on exteriors. So there's that. There's color matching. We see a lot of manufacturers doing a lot more custom work than they have in the past. So that's a big trend right now. Beyond that, a lot of homeowners are now paying more attention to energy efficiency and are understanding insulated glass units. You know, low E glass, what the glazing actually does in your windows. It's not so much about that moisture that was such a problem in like the 80s that everybody was seeing the moisture in their windows. Now they're saying how much energy is really escaping. So I think that as a country, we're paying a lot more attention to our carbon footprint, and we're starting to see how products like windows and doors really can contribute to that if you spend the extra time and money on that end.
Sure.
Well, we're seeing greater pressure from the NFRC, which is the National Fenestration Rating Council, to come in and require even further reductions in energy loss. And so it's putting greater challenges on the manufacturers, and various municipalities are starting to adopt much more strict codes and guidelines as it applies to windows and doors, too. So.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and there are, you know, at least two associations who really advocate for this industry on those levels. So that's the AMA, the American Architectural Manufacturers Association, and WDMA, the Window and Door Manufacturers Association. Those are the organizations who are really getting in at the grassroots level and advocating on Capitol Hill. There's a legislative conference in the spring every year that WDMA does. We have a columnist, Julie Ruth, who is part of AMA, who just keeps our audience up to date on the changes in the codes that affect fenestration. And it's a lot to cover.
Definitely. So tell us a few things that this show is specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow their business. What are a few tools that you guys bring to the table that you would say maybe spark up and go online and look at this to help them grow their business?
Yeah, you bet. So most of our editorial is directed to window and door manufacturers and dealers, but we definitely have some programs that could be beneficial to consumers and builders and architects. And one of those is the Top 100 report, which is published every spring. That is the top 100 manufacturers, window and door manufacturers, and that list is created by sales volume. So we do outreach to all of the different manufacturers asking for their information, their latest styles, products, lines, things like that. When we ask for their sales volume, they kind of clam up. So we have to do some research on our end. But our goal with the top 100 report is to really provide a comprehensive view of not only are there Andersons and Marvins and Pellas on this end, but there are a lot of other window companies out there and a lot of more than 100 manufacturers of windows who I think our cutoff this year was $15 million in business. So you have companies like on the high end that are doing billions of dollars, but there are definitely some really quality niche manufacturers out there who are making some really cool stuff.
Definitely.
Besides that, we also have the Dealer of the Year Awards, which is our awards program that we cover in the fall, traditionally our October-November issue. And that can provide some information on what specialty retailers are facing as part of their challenges and what neat programs that they're doing to support their communities and their clients, whether that be homeowners or builders and architects. So keeping a finger on the pulse of what fenestration is, because I feel like it is, again, I can't even imagine the challenges of an architect these days. There are so many different pieces that go into it, but I think that it says a lot about our industry that there are multiple associations to support fenestration. There are multiple companies, there are multiple publications even that really just focus on this aspect of it.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Art of Construction podcast?
Yeah, it sure is.
I've listened to a lot of your podcasts, and I really want to let you guys know how I feel on a review. How do I do that?
Well, that's awesome. We always appreciate rave reviews. All you need to do is leave us a rave review on iTunes. And then one of the things that we're doing right now as a gesture of our appreciation is we're going to send you a copy of the E-Myth book that we're always talking about on the podcast. But in order to do that, we need you to take one further step. Just simply go to our website, theartofconstruction.net. Go to the contact tab, leave us your information, let us know that you left that rave review on iTunes, and then we'll pop a book in the mail to you. How about that?
That sounds great.
Definitely sounds great. Devin here, present owner of Mountain View Window and Door and the host of The Art of Construction, and I'm going to personally reach back to you. Whenever you reach out, let's have a phone conversation, email, go-to meeting, whatever is most convenient for you, because I truly want to help you grow your business, and we'll talk about what the right book is for you. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to buying a bunch of books and getting a lot of great reviews. And I think that's where the Art of Construction really comes in as a player to be a connector. And as me being the host on this show, when you talk about the window and door market, I'm on Anderson's Dealer Council. So there's 12 of us dealers that sit with Anderson and whatever manufacturer it is. But what I'm getting at is the trickle-down effect, trickle down and trickle up, is that, you know, from Anderson, who's the big dog, down to Mountain View as a dealer with having strategic partners like Window and Door Magazine, but then us to contractors and architects. I challenge you contractors and architects to use tools like us and ask questions back to us that then we can filter back and forth, because you don't have enough time or money and you can't make all the mistakes yourself. So that's what we're trying to do on this show, is to minimize those. When it goes back to when I talked about the ugly stuff that no one wants to talk about, well, let's minimize how much we talk about that, because life isn't as fun if you're always talking about lawyers and paperwork. It's a lot more fun if you're going on the job site and talking about this sexy new floor to ceiling, moving walls and all that kind of stuff. But you got to do both. You know, you got to be working in your business and on your business.
And I think that that's a great point, and kind of what this window and door dealers serve as, and that is as an advocate of their customers. So there's not that direct relationship between the large manufacturers and the homeowner, but that's where specialty retailers come in and can really advocate for not just trends, but also bring their concerns to the...
And that's why it's such an honor for my company to get the Dealer of the Year award, because that means what we are listening to. You got to buy right to sell right, and who we're working with on the buying side. And when you say the top 100 report, shoot, my valued contractors and architects that I have valued relationships with, they don't have the time to go through and understand which and where. They just want to say, here's the design and here's the value and here's the budget. Mountain View, what should we use here? And we have that guided relationship to understand that value. But it comes from a lot of work behind the scenes to pick and particulate what products we're going to have in the best showroom in the nation. There's a lot of work that goes into that, right, Kevin? No, we're constantly redoing it.
There's no question. We talk about this all the time. Get it on paper right first before you're in the field. And that goes beyond just the drawings, because there are a lot of details that come into play with these big openings. You know, we're seeing a lot higher frequency of big openings, big doors, and with that comes structural issues you got to be careful of. You know, these doors are not designed to have deflection from above on top of the door frames. Those are obviously taken into account, but we know the day-to-day details about what that needs to look like and to help avoid problems going forward. And, you know, that little bit of time up front allowing us to work through some of those ugly details will save a lot of time, money, and heartache later, because just like I talked about earlier, these are parts and pieces that are attached to a home. Then they're all covered up on top of that. So it's not like just replacing a door handle. If something is materially wrong with a door or window installation, you got to tear the house apart to fix it. So let's all avoid that extra work. And that's where the whole education thing, and why we're so excited about this award and being associated with you folks at Window and Door, is the education process to help prevent a lot of those problems so we can spend the time having fun and the ultimate consumer can enjoy the positive experience instead of yanking on some door that isn't quite working properly.
Sure. Actually, that reminds me, going back to trends, you know, the wide open spaces is the biggest thing that we're seeing. And a lot of manufacturers are bringing that trend to kind of a more general level. It used to be just in the really highest of high-end homes and the luxury market, but now there are vinyl options in these huge doors. And so we see a lot of that in the market.
Yeah, when it comes to the big moving walls, mm-hmm. I have to tell a story of yesterday. I was on a job site, and not to discredit the designers, but the designer, and I agreed with the designer's look. They're just like, this needs to be all glass to the top. And it was, to paint the picture, it was a OXO, meaning the middle panel slides. Mm-hmm. Now you have three panels, but above that was a transom, which is a window above a door that had two of them. So architecturally, it was two and then one. And then there was a header, which the architect even said, well, that's not the header down the line. But what I'm getting at is that there's basically the transom. They had replaced the glass at one point because there's basically a smiley face because the header wasn't doing its job. And the homeowner's like, just put a new door in there. And I'm like, well, just put a new door in there. That smiley face you see up there, that's weight from your house pushing down on this door, to where if we just put a new door in there, and this comes from experience, and there's a big difference between at the beginning you just get in, you just do it, then you learn from mistakes. And the more mistakes you make, the more jaded sometimes you can get. But to toot Mountain View's horn, we were there to say, okay, well, let's have a separate meeting, but we got to have all the parties here to be successful, because it's like, we just got to get the door ordered. Mm-hmm. You know, it's already torn apart. Get the door ordered. And I'm like, we're going to make you look bad, and we want to make you look good. So this is how this has to work. And this comes from reading all kinds of articles and learn by doing, to the point where I was like, you need to have the homeowners, the designers, the architect, and the builder all here at one time in one meeting, and we can all come together. And then the architect, make sure you have the engineer on the phone to get this all worked out. But until you do that, we're not going to have the meeting. Well, they had the meeting the next day, which was yesterday. And I got there and I said, designers, I agree that having the sight lines, which is the pieces going up and down, you had two, then one with the smiley face with glass that had been replaced because it had been broke. I agree all that should go away and have keywords right now. One of the top keywords in our industry is floor to ceiling glass. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants glass floor to ceiling. Well, the bottom, it has to have a threshold or a way to seal. And at the top above that, you have to have a header that holds it all up. So at the end of the whole process is being understood and educated with all the right people there to say, let's get the floor-to-ceiling glass, but let's put a new header inside of there, even though it doesn't quote-unquote need a header because there's a king post pulling out that weight. Put a new header in there, and we're only going to – now the door that has all this cobbled up mess is going to be a floor-to-ceiling glass, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, with a header of an 11 7/8 I-joist above that. What I'm getting at is that's a lot of information I'm throwing out there that a lot of people, but us that live that would can come out there and say, designer, is this the look you want? Yes. Homeowner, are you like this? And it's going to be minimally more, but by the way, I'm making this to where this door you're not going to have issues with down the road. Contractor, you understand what I need? I need a rough opening this size, and this is what how the door is going to be built. Yes, 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 yes. Order it. Kevin, if all those people don't come together, how hard is it to get that done?
Oh, it can be brutally difficult, and you might get to the finish line, you know, successfully either way, but it'll take a lot longer. There's a lot more consternation, frustration, time delays, all the things that up front people object to. Oh, I don't have time to meet. Let's just order the door. Well, if we can all collectively meet for how long did that take? 30 minutes, 40 minutes?
In the end was an hour because okay. we went up to the master bath after that because they're doing the tile master bath shower. Well, the designer just wanted all glass with the tile going right into the glass and be flush. And I'm like, well, that's not how it works. This is a window system that has to all work together. Right. So that master bath window is like, well, this let's compromise here. And they had been working on this for a year, back and forth, everybody butting heads. And having an expert like me that has learned from people that surround yourself around good people that have taught me things, this detail came from Brett, my VP of sales, the Anderson E-Series. You can get an exterior glazing stop. And what that means by that is it's not a matter of if, it's when something happens. Be ready to take care of it. Because the designer was like, just put a piece of glass in there and put stone on the outside and tile on the inside. And the architect's like, if that glass breaks, you're SOL.
Yeah, you got to tear the house apart again.
So the exterior glazing stop, what that means is the piece that holds the glass in. On the Anderson E-Series, they have a screw on the outside that you can glaze it from the outside. So now you have the system that has a 20-year warranty with accessory metals to seal into the brick and stone on the outside. But on the inside, the only compromise is we made the window a little bit bigger because now you have a window system instead of just a piece of glass because they wanted 24 inches of glass. So we returned, we're just going to do a trim detail around that with tile. And that was the one compromise. They had been emails and butting heads for a year about this.
Well, see, that's a perfect example of the difference. It can literally take that long sometimes because you've got different conversations. This way you get everybody on the same page, and in 60 minutes you've got everybody understanding, and to their benefit, what the solution is. And you move on, and you don't have to replace that, you know, 6 months or a year or continue the conversation for that long.
Yeah, so. And yesterday it was at panic mode because now the house is demoed. The homeowners want to be moving in at Christmas, and I tell them the product takes 12 weeks to get, and everyone's freaking out, right? Because they didn't take the time to get it right on paper a year ago when they started this thing. They just kept kicking the can down the line, and then it was, okay, bring in an expert like Devin. And I truly have learn by doing and surround myself with people and really taking the time to read and understand things like Window and Door Magazine. Yeah. So when I ask you the question to say, what do you think contractors and architects are going to give? If you want to be an expert in windows and doors, God damn it, be an expert in windows and doors and learn about that. But if you're going to be a general contractor, you have to understand you can't be an expert about everything. So make sure you partner yourself up with people that are.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we preach in the magazine from even from your perspective. You know, you have to have the right partners as well on your industry side. So it's a chain reaction for sure. But no, and to your credit, I think, you know, one of the more complicated things that people don't realize about these new trends in fenestration is that it's more like commercial products. When you're talking floor to ceiling walls, that's a construction deal. That's glazing. That's not traditional fenestration. So it's, you know, caused you guys to evolve a lot, or it's you need to evolve a lot to keep up with all of those trends.
Well, there's no question, but a lot of times people don't recognize up front what some of these units weigh. And just like what you mm-hmm. saw with that smiley face, that's not a happy situation with glass, because, you know, frames bending, glass is breaking. That's not really as happy as it might seem, but it happens because it's physics, right? You put something on top of something that's not intended to hold up a lot of weight, and yet you've got a unit right on top of that that has a lot of weight, something bad is going to happen. So that's where we can step in. But it all starts with that collaboration and discussion again up front. We can work together and help, you know, our ideal customer of architects, contractors, and project designers avoid a lot of these headaches because their time is important too. So really, again, it's one of those things why we think this education process and that you at Window and Door Magazine are providing is so important.
Mm-hmm.
We just had Neil with Harvey Hine Architecture in Boulder, and we were talking about design trends and all this stuff. I think one of the hottest things I think a takeaway for education within us as the dealers on windows and doors as well as to the public is this modern trends in design. So when we're talking about huge indoor-outdoor living spaces and moving floor-to-ceiling glass, it's so huge right now to get educated on how to understand structure on a glass house.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great talk with Neil, who's an architect at Harvey Hine, who's also a teacher at CU, how he talks about how hard it is to make it look so simple and make everything be clean lines and pull that apart. So do you guys have any work going on that to help educate the industry on modern designs? I know you guys focus 100% on fenestration. Have you been talking about how the fenestration meets the structure when it's talking about we want as much glass as possible? That's what all architects and all the modern design is all about, the smallest frame when it comes to fenestration.
Sure.
But you have to have enough structure, especially when you start talking value and you can't use steel because it's too expensive.
Sure. Going back to my point that this is really more a commercial operation. So Glass Magazine covers a lot of that. And just because that's more of a challenge for...
Yeah. That's interesting because traditionally, you know, you guys have the Window and Door Magazine for the residential supply side and the glass for the commercial. But I think a lot of that is actually flipped
mm-hmm.
to where you're seeing the quote unquote storefront in a home that's a more industrial, modern looking design. And the flip of that, sometimes maybe attorney offices or office spaces where they don't want it to be so cold, they might want some wood on the inside of that. So I think it's an interesting time mm-hmm. for us when the design element doesn't fit the channel that people are accustomed to working in. So that's pretty cool that you have those resources that you can mix and match those together, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, I definitely challenge you to look at Glass Magazine as well for even us guys that focus in the residential and the right commercial products, because mm-hmm. I think we can pull stuff from each of those segments. And I think that's where a lot of the design elements are coming from, are people wanting to do stuff totally different.
Oh, sure.
So you can pull stuff from the quote-unquote commercial sector into that residential pool.
Yeah. Steel is really big right now too, and residential, which is interesting because it isn't very cheap and it does feel colder and it does feel more commercial. But yeah, so we are seeing a lot of
steel and concrete and grays and the colors and all that stuff is mm-hmm. very different than a traditional type of design. So as a learning organization here on the Art of Construction, give us one book or resource tool outside of Window and Door Magazine that you use as an editor to educate yourself and educate the market.
Sure. One of my favorite podcasts right now, besides the Art of Construction, obviously.
Thank you.
The Great Works podcast. It's by Box of Crayons, I want to say, but they have a great newsletter. And it's just full of ideas about running business and doing what you do well, no matter what it is that you do. So that's a huge one I recommend.
So any last things, or if there's one thing for our contractors and architects listening as an editor, what's that one thing you're going to put out there for them to take away to the bank as marketing gold to grow their business?
That's a tall order. What I would say is just supporting the middleman, supporting you guys as specialty retailers is so incredibly important, not only for the health of business in general, but for professionalism. Again, partnering with the experts who know their stuff is of utmost importance.
Love it. And that's what we're here for. The Art of Construction and everything is here to make you guys look good. So hopefully we helped you grow your business. And Emily, thanks for choosing us. We're honored to be the dealer of the award at Mountain View Window and Door and coming in and peeling back some more layers. And maybe you will see a follow-up about now you're being awarded Mountain View Window and Door as our all of our technologies. Now you're on the show, so you have something else you could put into your
There
stuff.
You go. No, we are always covering what businesses are doing right in this industry, and you guys are definitely doing a lot of things right. So we have a lot to cover. So cool. Thanks for that.
Thanks for being here today.
All right. Yeah. Cheers.
It's fun to toot our horn a little bit, huh?
Got
to
do it every once in a while.
You got to understand why you do all this stuff. And people buy off of emotion and they sell off of emotion. And I, you know, we're doing so many cool and new things here at the Art of Construction. And it's so fun to be recognized by important people in the industry like Window and Door Magazine to get those accolades back that we're doing things the right way. So, hey, that's cool to have and fun to talk with Emily, and another great resource that we can supply that in the show notes, you'll have links, details for all that kind of stuff.
Well, and to me, that's the exciting part, too, is that it's kind of a full circle. I mean, we started this podcast with the idea of educating our ideal customers, being architects, contractors, and project designers. And, you know, it's also exciting to hear a little bit of the background as to why they chose us for the Excellence Award as the Dealer Showroom of the Year. And you think about all of those details that have been put into place here to show and help people understand the product. It's not just little sections. We have full life-size displays that function, and it's a bright, cheery atmosphere with a lot of detail. And, you know, that's that together with the education process is a lot of the reason we were honored with that award. So.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you got to practice what you preach. So we're here in the Art of Construction studio where this show is global and timeless, but what we do in our day work, Mountain View and Door, we take the lessons we learn from here and implement that. And that's what's cool about this award is, like you said, full circle of why we started this whole thing is all about for you contractors and architects to grow your business. And then alliances and strategic partners are coming back to us and saying, hey, you guys are doing the right thing by educating. We want to partner up with you. And when you surround yourself around people like that, everybody wins. So it's all about education and bringing us all together.
And at the same time, not only to help grow your business, but to help your business be more timely, more profitable, because we'll save you time, we'll save you having bad circumstances or experiences on the job site with just a little bit of extra time and attention up front. So
if you want to check that out, there'll be links on the show notes. They do a great job of actually making their magazine digital, which is really cool how you can digitally flip through the pages. So we'll have a link for that, or as well as if you're in the industry, if you're in the window and door or involved with windows and doors, I would definitely recommend you getting signed up and getting their magazine. They have great editorials on education and that kind of stuff. So check out Window and Door Magazine
particularly the October-November issue. There's something special in there, I think.
Definitely, yep. So thanks for everybody for listening and believing in us. And we're honored to have that. And thanks everybody for their listening and helping us grow the Art of Construction one great episode at a time.
See you next time.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.